You're listening to This Image Is Not Available, a podcast about unseen photographs produced by PhotoWorks. PhotoWorks champions photography for everyone. We're an international platform, global in reach, and have provided opportunities for artists and audiences since 1995. We don't have a physical venue, but our online channels are always open. Our program brings new experiences to audiences and opens up new ways to encounter photography. In this podcast, we invite photographers and artists from around the world to share descriptions of photographs that were never taken or no longer exist.
I'm Alexandra Lethbridge, and I'm the digital program producer for PhotoWorks. And welcome to this, episode one of This Image Is Not Available. Today, we're going to be hearing from Freddie Griffiths, an artist who works with his own constructed archive and who's currently taking part in the Ampersand PhotoWorks residency during the COVID-19 pandemic. Freddie defines himself as an artist working with the medium of photography, largely through collections of found imagery. Freddie's ongoing practice and explorations have resulted in the formation of a really impressive photographic archive, made up of a variety of different kinds of images, including ones he's taken, as well as found images and photographs from his own family archive. In the conversations I had with Freddie prior to this podcast, we discussed his relationship to that archive and the role that memory plays in its formation. He described to me how his father was a graphic designer and how he grew up aware of graphic manipulation and the value of different types of imagery from a really young age. As we discussed how that experience made him more visually aware, it became clear that these early encounters had also made him question photography. He explained to me that he struggled with the idea of the medium because of the lack of ambiguity associated with photographs, something he finds most appealing when making work. Freddie is driven by process and the tactile nature of photography, both in the role of physical photographs that live out in the world, as well as in other gestures such as how we even hold cameras. In the last 2 years, these explorations into his archive have really centred on questions of photographic materiality and truthfulness and intent within photography. For today's podcast, we find Freddie at Wigwell Lodge in the Peak District, the location of his current residency. As we record this, we are in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, and as a result, Freddie's residency has had to adapt, as has much of the world at this time. Today, though, Freddie is going to share descriptions of missing images from his archive, photographs that used to live within his collection but have since disappeared.
Lots of artists have archives that pertain to the work that they've made. So, you know, providing a coherent document, chronology of their practice. And I suppose the first thing I should say is that's not what I have here. That's not what is in this room with me. So I'm stood in a room full of boxes, and in this room is the entirety of my archive. So as part of the PhotoWorks Ampersand residency I've been doing here in the Peak District, at Wigwell Lodge, I have never really had the space before to bring together this archive in its entirety. So it's never all before been in one place. So I'm just going to give you a little idea as to why I have this archive. So I would say that it was formed out of a real dissatisfaction with making discrete projects. So I mean, making, I guess, finished bodies of work where you shoot a project or you make your artworks, you collate them together, and then you say, this is done, and you put it out in the world. So I have done that for a number of years, and I always sort of felt like I was abandoning a work rather than finishing it. I'm being forced to present it as this coherent body of images or artworks, when in fact it was part of a greater continuum of my, I guess, research. I'm fundamentally interested in photography because I don't understand it. And I'd say I still don't understand it. Well, it's as confusing to me now as it was when I first started studying it when I was maybe 17. All I could say is that my misunderstanding is becoming a little bit more specific. I'm really interested in the extent to which a photograph carries specific meaning from the author to the audience. And I think the establishment of this archive is a way of attempting to subvert my own authorship. So what I did was, is maybe 2 years ago, something like that, decided I would, I guess, dissolve all the different projects that I had made up to that point and think of everything that I've made as an archive that I could draw on and create new edits to make work. So I've always collected found photography, so that's photographs I haven't made. I collect different types of photographs, so daguerreotypes, so a method of making photographs from right at the inception of photography, tintypes, cyanotypes, and I've got silver gelatin prints, darkroom photographic prints, I've got colour analogue photographs, I've got postcards, I've got torn out pages of magazines. So I think what I'm trying to tell you is that it's pretty disparate. And I've also got all photographs of my friends and family, and all these things are together in this archive. I think a good way of illustrating this is that, so I'm going to have to describe this to you. So I've just picked a box, and in this box there are hundreds of photographs. Now, some of them are like rubbing up against other photographs. Some of them are look like they're sort of scrunched into the corner of the box. So they're not kept neatly. So I suppose what I'm trying to illustrate to you is that this is a pretty chaotic archive. One thing I was looking at an image now, I can see that it's got some damage on it it didn't have last time I looked at it. I think it's caused by the box of daguerreotypes being on top of it. It doesn't annoy me to see this. I sort of see it as the photograph still recording information even after it's been made. So these little marks. The archive is imposing on itself. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about a specific image that I, on some level, can't find. So I have this photograph in front of me now. And it's of two people standing in front of what I think is a chimney associated with a mine. So I mean one of those Cornish chimneys that you get. There's two people stood in front of it, and it sort of, the chimney looks like it's coming out of the woman's head. So it's really, really bizarrely framed photograph. It looks to me like they've been out on a walk in the countryside, and they've stopped someone and said, "Can you take this photograph of us?" The interesting thing about this particular image is that obviously after the photograph has been made, when they were taking the film out of the back of the camera, they obviously haven't wound it back into the canister correctly or something like that, and then light has got to the film, so the film's got fogged at some point, and a print's been made, and what's happened is there's this wonderful sort of rainbow band from one end of the photograph to the top. It goes over their sort of their faces. It's a really curious image. I'm really fond of photographs which show something of their making. So where there's, I guess, been some sort of mechanical slip up that shows you something of the nature of photography. And in fact, when you turn it over, you can see that the image was made in 1969. Printed date on there. There's a caption that says, "Well, it is a dazzling effect." So that's in there talking about the light leak. So one of the things that I do as part of my practice is that I engage with this archive. So I engage with these found photographs and these photographs I've already made, representing them to think about what photography is and to think about how little I know about it and to try and understand it better. And one thing that I do is I re-photograph photographs that are in the archive. I do like taking photographs, so I like to think about the things I have here. So I remember a few years ago I photographed this photograph of people standing in front of the chimney, and I was really pleased with the result. And that was an analogue image shot on film. I made two prints in the colour darkroom. Well, I must have made three, because one was sold to someone, two I still have. So two are themselves in the archive. And there's a really interesting relationship between that new image and the original photograph. Now, of the two copies of this image, one of them I've varnished with yacht varnish. So it's got this really heavy coat of varnish on it, which makes it almost difficult to see photograph properly. And then I have one that I would guess I'd term as a sort of pristine copy. Now, when I was lucky enough to get all this stuff here in this room, I thought, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to find that negative for that print. So maybe I can scan it or I can make some more. After a couple of weeks of looking for it, it's not here. It's gone. I've just had to live with the fact that it's disappeared and unlikely to surface again. That idea of this missing image relates to what I was talking about in terms of the damage of the photographs and the way that they're changing constantly. I mean, not only are they just disintegrating because all objects deteriorate over time, but they're also actively being changed by me. So I sometimes will pull photographs out of the archive, paint onto them, make marks on them, and then put them back again. I'll sometimes bury images, go and find them again, dig them up, and then put them covered in dirt back into the archive. And so often the photographs themselves are sort of damaging each other. So I sort of see the loss of these negatives and the loss of this image in that context. What it does is it gives the three iterations of this image that are in the archive a greater value to me. I'm sort of sentimentally attached to those three now, almost as if they're family images. And this, looking at this photograph now, it's as familiar to me as some of the family photographs that are dotted around. I have to just deal with the fact that there's a lifespan to all this stuff, and it's definitely finite, and whatever I may do, putting these things in archival boxes, trying to slow down the speed at which they disintegrate into nothing, eventually that will happen. And I think even in this completely imperfect state, where everything's stored in terrible conditions, it'll still last my lifetime in some form. Every time I come back to the archive, and if I have an exhibition and I want to make a selection from the archive for the exhibition, it's changed again. And that change is really interesting to me. I think it's just, for me, a sort of acceptance that things change and can't be kept a certain way, no matter how hard we might try. We're just fighting a natural process, I suppose.
Huge thanks to Freddie for being our very first guest on This Image Is Not Available, PhotoWorks new podcast. Please do join us for our next episode, which will focus on the theme of propositions for alternative narratives, which is also the theme for this year's PhotoWorks Festival. The festival will be launching on September 24th, and for more information about this, you can find everything you need on the PhotoWorks websites or on our social media channels. That's all for today, so thank you for listening and see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of This Image Is Not Available, a podcast about unseen photographs. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to PhotoWorks and leave a review. For more information on future podcasts, visit our website, www.photoworks.org.uk, or visit our Instagram page at photoworks_UK. We're a registered charity and a national portfolio organisation supported by Arts Council England.